March 14th. Birthright blessings. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. It is as much the privilege of every individual member of the Church to know from the Word God's will in regard to his course of action as it is for the President of the Conference or for any other man in office of trust. The Lord would be sought unto by all who would be instructed and enlightened and worked by the Holy Spirit. God is ready to commune with his people. Every individual must seek by earnest prayer to know the Word of God for himself, and then to do it. Only in day by day putting his trust in God, and not in the arm of flesh, will any soul obtain the experience essential to answer the prayer of Christ, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is the lesson given to every soul who has commenced the new year. In all your temporal concerns, in all your cares and anxieties, wait upon the Lord. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, because they may be in positions of trust. The Lord has united your heart with him. If you love him, and are accepted in his service, bring all your burdens, both public and private, to the Lord and wait upon him. You will then have an individual experience, a conviction of his presence and his readiness to hear your prayer for wisdom and for instruction that will give you assurance and confidence in the Lord's willingness to succor you in your perplexities. He would have you rejoice and praise him every day for the privilege granted to you in the words of Christ, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Spread out your case before the Lord, and whatever your anxieties and trials, your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be opened before you to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. You need not go to the next town or to the ends of the earth to learn what course you shall pursue. Trust in God as your present helper, who will overrule all things as one who knows best.